This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Tom Little. Dr. Little is the superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and he joins us on a regular basis, at least once a month, to talk about what's going on in Yancey County Schools. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Everyone seems to want to know where we are with snow days and where we are with school dismissals and so forth. So to set the record straight, we have been out a total of 12 school days this school year, which is average over the last 10, 15 years. If you look at the number of days, it averages at about 12. So we're pretty much on track. We've taken 5 optional teacher work days, which were in the calendar. We've used 5 annual leave days in the calendar, and we've used 2 no days, which we did not have in the calendar. Those are just days that we make up. No one goes to school on those days. So that's a total of 12 days. And believe it or not, we still have 1 optional teacher work day remaining. So it can snow one more time. We hope it doesn't snow anymore. We hope we're finished with that. But as of right now, our projected last day of school for students is Monday, June the 2nd. Now, if we do not have another snow and we do not need that optional teacher work day, then the students will finish on Friday, May the 30th. And that's what I'm hoping for. It's always nice to get out of school in May. If for some reason there were to be a blizzard, we have that 1 optional day, and then we still have a couple of annual leave days that are tied into our spring break. However, like most people, I don't even want to think about losing a spring break. So we're just going to go on faith that we'll only have 1 more snow day. We do have a couple of teacher work days coming up. March the 20th ends the third 9 weeks, so March the 21st will be a work day that's required by law. We have to have a work day following the end of each grading period. And then we also have a work day on May the 6th, which is Election Day. When I was here the last time, I talked about our push to put some teeth into our attendance policy. And that is showing results. Our attendance is much improved, even with the sickness and the flu. Our overall attendance, it looks pretty good. The students, I mentioned there were about 40. We've really gotten a good handle on those 40 students. We've had a couple who have decided to homeschool, and that's fine if that's what they choose to do. We've had a lot who have been sending in the notes that we need in order for the absences to be counted as excused. So we are down to 4 or 5 students that we are having problems with. A couple of those, it seems, do have a serious health concern, so we're working with that. There's still a couple, though, that may be going to the courthouse if things don't improve. But overall, I'm pleased with the progress that we've made in getting a handle on our attendance on these 40 or so kids who have just not been coming to school. Another area that I wanted to mention is our kindergarten registration. That's coming up on March the 18th. That's on a Tuesday. That is a half a day student day, half a day work day. So in the afternoon from 1 to 6, we'll be registering kindergarten students for next year. And I'd like to remind parents that they need to have an original birth certificate, which includes a seal on it, not a copy. They have to have the child's Social Security number and Medicaid ID number, if that's appropriate, and immunization records. Students have to be 5 on or before October the 16th in order to register for kindergarten for next year. And if you have a child who will be entering first grade who did not attend kindergarten, they must be 6 on or before October the 16th. We always have a little confusion as far as where do I register my child. I live in one district, but I really want my child to go to another district. Do I register in the other district or where I live? Well, what parents need to do is to register their child in the district where you live, and then you can request a transfer through my office to go to the other school, but we need you to register where you live. And you can tell the teachers there that you do plan on asking for a cross-boundary request. It's very important that we get an accurate count of the number of kindergarten students that we'll have for next year. That's how we base our teacher number. That affects our budget. So please, even if you do not have the necessary papers that you need to register, at least let the school know that your child will be attending. Keep in mind, however, that if we do not have the birth certificate or the immunizations and so forth, your child will not be able to start school. The law is very strict on that. We're working on our budget, capital outlay projects. We've compiled that list. We'll be going having a work session on March the 20th for that. We are looking to the county commissioners for additional money this year. We've been operating on our fund balance for 2 years now. That's put us about $200,000 of fund balance that we've spent, and that's not a good way to operate. So we're going to have an increase in funding this year, and we feel like that we've been patient. We've worked with the county commission. We know their situation, cooperated as much as we possibly can, but we're hoping that we will see an increase there. Another invitation I'd like to make to the public in general, we have an art show going on through March the 12th at the Burnsville Track Gallery on Main Street here in Burnsville. We have student artwork on display there from students in grades kindergarten through the 12th grade of Yancey County. So if you have time, if you're in town, please drop by the track center. The exhibit's open from 10 to 5 each of those days. You will enjoy seeing the artwork that our children are showing at this display. Other than that, we're plugging along, working toward the end of school, hoping for no more snow.
Thank you, Dr. Tom Little, our guest for today. Dr. Little, the superintendent of Yancey County Schools. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.